Fusion Holistic Life Spa offers a unique combination of services, ranging from massage to chiropractic to homeopathy to facials. Fusion is committed to serving each individual's needs with an all-organic, serene, healing environment. Find Fusion online at FusionLifeSpa.com or call for an appointment at 952-345-3335. Simple solutions for conscious living. Brought to you by Sacred Rearrangement Shop and Healing Center in Uptown Minneapolis and Fairtrade Ohm, a conscious philanthropic production company. I'm Colleen Buckman.
And I'm Susan Shahada. Thank you for joining us. Today we are dedicating our show to our integration segment where we focus on the mind-body-spirit connection. We have with us Gumbiz Nafisi. Gumbiz is a meditation master who teaches the art of joyful and stress-free living through deep relaxation, energetic breathing, hypnotherapy, and meditation. He's also a yogi who, after a highly successful top management career, turned to transcendental meditation. He's also studied and trained under noted Indian scholars and yogic masters during several stays in India. After deep study of ancient Indian scriptures and meditation practice, he found striking parallels between the state of superconsciousness in human beings and atomic theory. And after a 23-year absence from his native country of Iran, Gumbiz returned and founded a wellness and stress management center there named The Joy of Life. Gumbiz has been teaching meditation, stress management, and a series of empowering corporate management seminars in the U.S., Europe, South Asia, and West Asia during the past 15 years. So we're very happy to have him with us on the show today. Welcome, Gumbiz.
It's very good to be with you and your audience. I'm very happy to be talking about my message that I'm carrying around the world.
Wonderful. Well, why don't we just start with a short review of who you are and what you're doing?
Yes. I was born in Iran, and when I was 8 years old, I had my first visit to the United States during the JFK time. I had a four-year stay in the United States. Later, when I returned home to Iran, I did come back from one of my undergraduate degrees to the U.S. and subsequently returned back home again. So it's been a life split between the West and the East, and that influences my style of teaching, which is the integration of the very ancient Eastern studies with the modern sciences of quantum physics and energy field theory. During my younger days, I went the route of the MBA and the business career, was actually one of the managers for a Wall Street bank, an international bank, and later opened a computer consulting firm. But deep inside, there was a longing to find my own voice and my own calling. So around the age of 35, the what I call the false self or the ego hit a plateau where it wasn't working anymore. I was yearning for something deeper, more meaningful. So I took 2 years off, sold my business, and went off to Fairfield, Iowa, to Maharishi International University, and spent 2 years in near silence there, doing as many as 7 hours of silent meditation a day. And I started the deep study of the Indian scriptures and realized that what the Vedantas or the Indian spiritual scriptures say about the God force is very much in parallel to what scientists like Niels Bohr and Albert Einstein and Heisenberg were saying about the unusual and creative forces that reside at the subatomic level. And after coming out of that silent period, I started going around the world and teaching, and made several trips to India and visited many institutions of holistic healing in the West. And what came out of all of that is the philosophy of the Joy of Life organization, which I founded in the year 2001. The motto is people making from inside out. And the philosophy comes from the fact that we live in a thought world. There is no solid world out there. Everything you see around you is made of thought, and your perception or the filter through which you're looking at determines the experience of your day. So there is no Wednesday. Wednesday depends on what filter of perception or beliefs you're looking through. That determines the quality of your Wednesday.
So going back to the physics part, because this is something that Susan and I talk about a lot, could you just expound upon that and how the observer kind of changes the observed and just the nature of physics? Because I think that's an important piece here in what you're talking about.
Sure. You know, starting from the times of scientists like Niels Bohr and Mr. Heisenberg and Albert Einstein, what they started observing is that in any of the quantum physics experiments, the result of the experiment is nothing fixed and predictable. It all depends on what the observer or the scientist is expecting. Let's go back to the other side of the coin. If you're in a chemistry lab and you run electricity through water, you always get the hydrogen gas, so it's very predictable. In other words, running electricity through water always renders the same result. What was spooky about the quantum world is that any scientifically set up experiment was not rendering one fixed, predictable result. The results seemed to be forming themselves around the thought bubbles or the thought waves of the scientist. Even something as basic as whether the building block of the world being the atom, whether that's solid with a nucleus in the middle, an electron and protons rotating around the nucleus of the atom. At one point, that was considered to be a solid entity with a solid nucleus of the atom and a solid electron rotating around. After further experiments, they realized that even the inside of the atom is sometimes empty and wave-like, and other times it blinks into existence in the form of solid matter. And what determined whether the atom was empty and wave-like or whether it blinked into existence as solid matter depended on whether the human scientist was observing the atom or not. Now, if you think about the gigantic meaning of what I just said, if you believe that the whole world that we live in is made of atoms as far as the fundamental building block, and if the atom blinks in and out of existence based on what we are observing, what that means is that we can build our practical experience of everyday life in the material world by manipulating the dance of the atom and the electron based on what we wish to observe. In other words, imagine your thought bubbles going out into space, and space is not empty, it's filled with atoms. And that your thought bubble goes out into space, coincides with atoms, and atoms form themselves around your thought and materialize what you are imagining.
Yeah, which gets into the basic principles of manifesting our reality or creating our own lives.
Right. You know, that statement that you just made, that can be understood at several levels. One is, you know, for example, during sales training, a lot of people understand that if you have a good attitude or a expectation of a positive outcome, you work harder, you talk better to your client, and so forth. But there's a deeper layer to what I'm saying, which is literally, the thoughts that you're sending out in terms of energy waves that coincide with the atoms are at a quantum level influencing the dance of the electron so that you can literally build the circumstances that you're envisioning.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something that we are large proponents of here on Raising the Consciousness, is that this is what's actually going on, people, so let's be more in touch with it. So, Kambis, how does that relate for your teachings in tying together meditation, quantum physics, and God force?
Yes. What I've discovered is something very beautiful, which is after 12 seconds of non-thought or concentrated thought on the subject of meditation, for example, breathing, a mantra, visualizing the face of a holy saint, even your grandfather, if you were totally in love with him, it doesn't matter. After 12 seconds of concentrated thought or non-thought, the human body starts to undergo very important physiological changes. For example, the heartbeat slows down, blood pressure drops, the respiratory rate, the breathing rate comes way down, and then finally, your brain wave activity as measured by an EEG machine.
I want you to hold that thought, Kambis, because we have to go to a break.
Okay.
And in that time period, people can have 12 seconds of conscious thought.
Okay.
Thank you to our sponsors, Sacred Rearrangements Shop and Healing Center in Uptown Minneapolis, and Fairtrade Ohm, a conscious philanthropic production company, online at fairtradeohm.com. So we'll be right back with meditation master Kambis Nafisi.
Krishna.
Today's show is brought to you by Waterbury Music and Sound, a custom music, sound design, licensing, and audio for video post-production studio. Music producer and sound designer Reed Kruger welcomes you at www.waterburymusic.com.
Nelson with an invitation to a fabulous shopping experience at my two stores and on my website, Our Little Secret Designer Accessories at Wholesale Prices. You can afford to shop and give magnificent holiday gifts. Bracelets and earrings at $5, watches at $15 and $20, purses starting at $20, scarves at $8, jewelry ensembles at $20. Classy, gorgeous, mostly one-of-a-kind, fashion cutting-edge things you've never seen before. The prices and variety are dazzling at Our Little Secret Designer Accessories at Wholesale Prices. We're at 60th and Lindale, right across the street from Bachman's, open Tuesday through Sunday. And we have a brand new holiday boutique in the Chanhassen Market Square, across the parking lot from Cub Foods, open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Visit our website, OurLittleSecret.tv, OurLittleSecret.tv. And now you can also shop online in our interactive shopping mall, JewelryByNancyNelson.com, JewelryByNancyNelson.com. This is Nancy Nelson. Come shopping with me.
The Yoga Soul Center is a full-scale yoga center and fully equipped Pilates studio located in Eagan. We serve our clients by providing a serene environment for strengthening the body and healing the soul, while creating sacred space to awaken consciousness through yoga and Pilates classes. For more information on Yoga Soul, visit us online at yogasoul-center.com. That's yogasoul-center.com. Awaken your consciousness at Yoga Soul. Move over.
over, Scrooge. It's time for Jacob Marley to tell his story.
I thought we were to be forgiven our debts. Not my department.
Join Park Square Theater as they present the flip side of a classic Christmas tale with Jacob Marley's Christmas Carol. See the amazing Jim Lickscheidle bring to life Jacob Marley and 17 other characters, all with wisecracking humor and heartfelt emotion. Jacob Marley's Christmas Carol, on stage December 3rd through the 20th at Park Square Theater. For tickets, call 651-291-7005 or parksquaretheater.org. Connect with your soul at soulofthecities.net, home of The Edge magazine. The Edge, focused on spirituality, metaphysics, and healing since 1992. Visit soulofthecities.net and read articles from each monthly issue, plus expanded content. Read The Digital Edge. We can connect your business to your target market, the holistic community of the Twin Cities. Pricing to fit any budget. Visit soulofthecities.net today or call 763-433-9291. Join us on The Edge.
Welcome back to Raising the Consciousness, providing simple solutions for conscious living. Just a quick reminder, next week at Sacred Rearrangements Shop and Healing Center on Lindale and 22nd in Uptown Minneapolis, we're having our monthly Community Healing Day. So that's Saturday, December 12th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., where we feature classes and healing services by donation every month. And next Saturday, we'll be having a Journey Dance class at 1 p.m., which is a combination of healing and dance. And from 1 to 5, we'll be having intuitive readings and energy work. And from 2 to 5, acupuncture. Again, all by donation. So we hope to see you next Saturday. And we are spending our show today talking with Kambiz Nafisi, who is a meditation master who teaches on the art of joyful and stress-free living through deep relaxation, energetic breathing, hypnotherapy, and meditation. So Kambiz, before the break, you were just starting to talk a little bit about the relationship between meditation and quantum physics and all of that. So can you maybe review a little bit about what you were saying and go into your next thought?
Yes. What I was beginning to say was that when you hold the human mind on one thought or no thought, using the object of meditation, for example, focusing on light or a mantra or following the breath, after 12 seconds of that concentration, the body goes through physiological changes such as the heartbeat dropping, blood pressure dropping, respiratory rate going down, and most importantly, the brainwave activity as measured by an EEG machine starts to drop from 14 cycles per second, called the beta waves, down to about 7 cycles per second, called the alpha waves. And then if you multiply that 12 seconds by another 12, after about 2.4 minutes of deep relaxation and the brainwave activity subsiding, what happens is the subtle energies around the body or the vibrational frequency of the body starts to go up as your brainwave activity subsides. So there's an inverse relationship between your mind quieting down and your vibrational frequency going up. I'm referring to the human here as an energy field. And what happens is that my direct experience is that the God force, which is everywhere, in the body, outside, in space, in plants, is a very high frequency primordial vibration. It's a formless energy. They call this primordial vibration Spanda in the Vedantic text of India. And the theory is that as you start to vibrate more highly, you start to fall in harmony with the vibration of the God force, so that when the two, meaning you and the God force, start to reverberate at the same frequency, you have a very, very high percentage of probability for manifesting your own physical reality. If you can visualize ice, water, and cloud, all three are made of H2O. The difference between ice and cloud is the speed of the molecular motion. So now let's take that example and bring it to the human being. Your physical body in that example is the ice form, and your soul is the cloud form. And what I'm saying is, as my Kriya Yoga practices help subside the activity of the brain waves, as the brain wave activity subsides, you literally go from ice form to cloud form, because your vibrational frequency goes up. And because the divine forces, the spanda, are vibrating at very high frequencies, when your own vibrational frequency goes up, you fall into harmony with the creative forces, and the divine experiences actually begin at the higher spectrum of vibrational frequencies. So to summarize all this, the quieter your mind becomes, the more highly you start to vibrate, and the more highly you vibrate, the more divine you become.
And we only have about 3 minutes till our next break, Kambis, but I would love for you for a second to touch upon how that affects, rather than getting into our day-to-day lives in the first aspect, how that just affects the physical healing of the body.
The physical body starts to go through astonishing changes. For example, heartbeat can drop from 72 to about 15 per minute. Respiratory rate can drop from like 17 breaths a minute to 3. Blood pressure drops drastically. Depression goes away. Many pains like arthritis, migraine, headaches, I've had all of these quickly go away in my students as they subside their brain activity. So there's really numerous illnesses that you can cure through this technology.
Yeah, because when you're using the ice and the cloud metaphor, it makes me think of, well, a cloud is a lot more fluid and supple, obviously, than ice is. And so if we're literally melting our beingness closer to the cloud kind of consciousness, that's going to affect our physical form.
Absolutely.
It's going to become more fluid and more supple and more, you know, adaptable.
Absolutely. If you chip away at a piece of ice, it may take hours for that chip to go away. But if you poke your finger in a cloud, within a few microseconds, the damage will be repaired. So people who meditate deeply also remain a lot younger, because they can repair the dying cells a lot more quicker.
This is very good. I don't want to have you necessarily dive deeper into this until we come back from break. But when we do come back from break, I would like to talk just a little bit more about Kriya Yoga itself and how I know that you've had a long path with that, but just what the principal tenets of that are.
Yes.
So we'll be right back with more from Meditation Master Kambis Nafisi. Thank you to our sponsor, The Edge Magazine, focused on spirituality, metaphysics, and healing since 1992. Online at soulofthecities.net. And Sacred Rearrangements' website is sacredrearrangements.com, because that was cut out of our little last intro. Thank you for listening to Raising the Consciousness on AM 950.
Credit has been extended and expanded. You're eligible for $6,500 if you've lived in your home for the last 5 out of 8 years, even for downsizing, or for $8,000 if you haven't owned a home in the last 3 years. Maximum income limits have gone up, and homes up to $800,000 qualify. Start looking now to make the April 30th deadline. Call Waters Realty at 612-865-9150. That's 612-865-9150. Let Waters Realty help find you the perfect nest.
Om Namah Shivaya. I'm Colleen Buckman, co-host of Raising the Consciousness. Bring more balance and simplicity to your life. Come and experience a calming therapeutic massage, rebirthing breathwork, which is an ancient yogic breathing technique, or an intuitive reading for clearing and guidance. You can find me online at ColleenBuckman.com or through our website, Raising the Consciousness. Gift certificates are also available and make a perfect gift.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son, Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. Donate today at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
These days, we all seem to be tightening our belts and cutting back on spending. But it's not so much about how much money you spend, it's more about where you spend it. When you shop the local small businesses in your neighborhood, you're keeping the local economy strong. And we know that you're proud supporters of local small businesses. For a list of independent local businesses in your area, visit am950radio.com and click on Advertisers. The new AM950 bumper stickers are here, and they are a bright and beautiful red, white, and blue. Proudly display AM950 on your vehicle for everyone to see. And we still have the popular Neat and Clean window clings available. Here's how to show your colors and tell everyone about Minnesota's best progressive radio station. Email us at am950radio.com or call our office at 952-946-8885. We are your progressive sticker station, AM950 KTNF.
Here's a quick look at your weather forecast from the AM950 Weather Center. Today, mostly cloudy and 25. Tonight, scattered flurries, cloudy and 12. Tomorrow, Monday, scattered flurries early, mostly cloudy and 23. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy and 11. That's been a quick look at your weather forecast from the AM950 Weather Center. AM950 KTNF.
Welcome back to Raising the Consciousness. I'm Colleen Buckman with Susan Shahada. We are talking with Kambiz Nafisi. Kambiz is a meditation master who teaches the art of joyful and stress-free living through deep relaxation, energetic breathing, hypnotherapy, and meditation. After a 23-year absence from his native country of Iran, Kambiz returned and founded a wellness and stress management center in Iran named The Joy of Life. So, Kambiz, we've been talking about all sorts of things, ranging from creating a 12-second gap of either conscious thought or no thought, to the healing aspects of the body, to quantum physics. And now I'd like you just to touch a little bit on Kriya Yoga and how that plays into all of this.
Yes. Kriya Yoga, historically, is one of the most advanced forms of yoga. Kriya Yoga involves using visualization to channel energetic breath called the Ujjayi breath into 72,000 energy channels within the body. These channels are called nadis in Sanskrit, and they very much parallel the acupuncture meridians. And what you do in Kriya Yoga is you keep the student very busy visualizing the circulation of breath in various body parts, and as you visualize the breath entering certain body parts, it actually does enter those body parts, and behind the breath, right behind the breath, is the God force. So imagine a train with a locomotive, second wagon, and third wagon. The locomotive is attention, so you direct attention to the point between the eyebrows. The second wagon is the breath following attention. The third wagon is the God force or the life force that follows attention and the breath. So in Kriya Yoga, instead of saying hush and ordering the student to be quiet because the mind will rebel against that, we actually don't say hush. We simply take the student into various visualizations of circulating the breath in various body parts. And what's happening is the life force, the prana, is entering those body parts. But the other miraculous thing that happens is that in Kriya Yoga, unbeknownst to the student, we're changing the composition of their blood because the Ujjayi breath is reducing the acidity of the blood of the student. And when blood turns from acid to alkaline, when alkaline blood enters the brain, the brainwave activity as measured by the EEG machine automatically subsides. I'll say jokingly, this is like getting drunk, because when you have a beer, that has an effect on the sugar level of your blood. In Kriya Yoga, we're kind of doing the same thing, but in a healthy way. We're changing the composition of your blood so that you, as the practitioner, do not have to try to become quiet. Because your blood composition is changing, you're unconsciously subsiding into serenity and quietude.
We're just taking in what you're saying.
Creating that 12 seconds of space there, Kambis.
Yeah, you know, the beauty of Kriya Yoga, because we don't say hush, because we don't say be quiet, then the mind is free to think. But what the Kriya master does is he keeps the student very busy visualizing the circulation of breath in various body parts. And because your mind is busy, then she doesn't rebel against you, because she can ramble on while you're visualizing the circulation of breath in various parts. But in essence, we fool the mind, because while it's busy playing around and hopping around the body, the blood composition is changing. And therefore, before you know it, you will have dove into silence. What is that silence? Because the alkaline blood has entered your brain, you automatically go down from the busy beta waves at 14 cycles per second down to 3.5 cycles per second, which is the theta waves. The theta waves are that thin borderline between logic and floating in bliss, in that big void or vacuum that they often talk about in meditation books. So it's a very easy dive. Of course, I'll be teaching this knowledge this upcoming weekend in Minnesota. I just want to be forward enough, with your permission, to give out two telephone numbers in case people want to try out the Kriya Yoga and the Joy of Life knowledge. There is Colleen at 952-594-4346, and there's Julie at 563-209-7167. For people who are interested in Kriya Yoga, my teachings, and Joy of Life, this upcoming next weekend, there'll be a 2.5-day weekend workshop in Minnesota. So I'm listening for other questions.
Yes. Go ahead, Colleen.
I do have another question or thought. We've touched on a lot of things here. And Susan and I are also both breath workers. And something I think that's important to note is that when you're bringing that much oxygen into the body literally becomes physically lighter as well, because you're filling it with air, like filling a balloon.
Yes.
You know, so that all of the kind of the feelings that we can have of being affected by gravity also start to go away, which means your joints and all of those things immediately when you start doing a conscious breath like that start to ease any sort of strain you have on them.
And what I wanted to point out about this form of meditation and how it differs from some other forms is you mentioned this idea of fooling the mind, which I love, or keeping the mind busy, because for a lot of people, I think the struggle with meditation becomes their inability to just clear the mind completely or to not think about something. It's like that joke about, oh, don't think about the big elephant in the room or whatever. And of course, now you're thinking about the big elephant in the room. So this idea that people struggle with meditation is I can't do it because I can't clear my mind completely of thought. And what I love about Kriya Yoga is, as you said, you're giving the mind actually something else to focus on, which creates a cycle of emptying the mind through that process. And so, as you mentioned before, you know, it's just kind of happening. So I really encourage people.
Yeah, you know, and the ingenuity, the real ingenuity, there are really two points of genius in Kriya Yoga. One is, as you said, you don't order the mind with, you know, hush, be quiet, because it's going to do the opposite. The second thing is, the minute you start to change the blood composition, then the student doesn't have to try at all, because the minute blood turns alkaline, the brain automatically biochemically subsides into the quietude and the quieter brain waves. That's the ingenuity.
Yeah, it's really the most challenging part for a new practitioner, yogi, would be that first time where you're just redirecting, rather than having your mind be all over the place or on day-to-day activities, it's that gentle adjustment to, okay, now just bring your mind into a more clear consciousness. What is that movie projector of your mind paying attention to? And then as that flows, then all of a sudden the blood becomes more alkalized, everything becomes more conscious, and once you're in consciousness, it's easier to be in consciousness.
Yes. And you know, the fascinating thing is the line separating dry logic, anxiety, and fear, and the other side being bliss, divine experience, higher frequencies, pure love. That line or border is extremely thin. The problem is, in most techniques, when you bring the ego or the word I to the frontier, to the border, where the ego needs to take its hands off the steering wheel and dive into that quietude, at that moment the ego panics, because the nature of the ego is to hold on to control, hold on to the rational mind. The beauty of changing the blood composition is that the ego loses control, so you fall to the other side of the line and fall into bliss. This is almost metaphorically, it's like somebody who's very, very shy, and they go to a party and they see somebody really attractive, and I hate to keep bringing up the idea of alcohol, but if they have half a beer, then suddenly their shyness goes away. They let go of that strict control or shyness, and they say hello with a big smile. Here, one of the issues with meditation is, as you get to the frontier of really letting go and slipping into the quieter brain waves, your biggest enemy is the ego, that word I, that gets very scared about relinquishing. And by changing the blood composition, the ego loses control, and you tumble into this very blissful empty space, and your vibrational frequency goes up, and hundreds of my students report that they're now manifesting their intentions and desires a lot faster, because, and then I'll take the reason again back to the ice, water, and cloud example. If there is a God station, if you believe that the universe is made of energy and the language of energy is vibrations and waves, then to speak the language of vibrations and waves, you must be on the same frequency. It's like if the ambulance service and the police have walkie-talkies on two different channels, they can't hear each other. So what if there was a God channel, a vibrational frequency, vibrating at a particular frequency, and no matter how much you pray as a block of ice, you're not on the same frequency as the cloud, then you think God has forsaken you. It's not at all the case.
No, it's interesting because I think a lot of people think of that consciousness as something to reach towards. But the way you're describing it, and definitely this is my personal experience, is that it's actually something to drop into. It is the natural state of beingness. The rest is all the things that we're reaching towards.
Yes.
Yeah, well, when we come back, I want to go a little more into some of this. And also, one of the things you mentioned is that most humans do fall upon a spiritual path at some time in their lives. And I want to hear what you have to say about that. So we'll be right back talking more with Meditation Master Kumbhees Nafisi. Thank you to our sponsor, Fusion Life Spa, holistic spa in Deep Haven. Online at fusionlifespa.com. I'm Susan Shah with Colleen Buckman on Raising the Consciousness, online at raisingtheconsciousness.com.
Consciousness is committed to local communities building a more sustainable future for all of us.
If you are a local business or organization that wants to partner with Raising the Consciousness as a sponsor or advertiser, contact us at raisingtheconsciousness.com.
We believe in creating a cohesive network of conscious business. Online at raisingtheconsciousness.com.
For over 30 years, Home Customizers has earned the trust of homeowners in the Twin Cities through a reputation for hard work, integrity, and uncompromising commitment to quality. Home Customizers is a well-known local remodeler specializing in kitchens, baths, additions, decks, porches, and more. Learn more by calling 651-690-5964. That's 651-690-5964. Or homecustomizers.com. Fully licensed and proud to be a certified Pella window contractor.
The Yoga Soul Center is a full-scale yoga center and fully equipped Pilates studio located in Eagan. We serve our clients by providing a serene environment for strengthening the body and healing the soul, while creating sacred space to awaken consciousness through yoga and Pilates classes. For more information on Yoga Soul, visit us online at yogasoul-center.com. That's yogasoul-center.com. Awaken your consciousness at Yoga Soul.
Stay warm and have fun this winter with comfy name-brand clothing and great outdoor adventure gear from Midwest Mountaineering, your locally owned outdoor supply store. Your outdoor friends will love gifts from Midwest Mountaineering. Our friendly, experienced staff can give you great advice on clothing, accessories, and gear for all kinds of outdoor sports and activities. Get out and have some fun this winter. Midwest Mountaineering at 309 Cedar Avenue South in Minneapolis. For a limited time, mention AM950 and get a free waterproof mini LED light.
And now, another reason to switch to Geico.
Every month, we get lots of letters telling us how much folks like Geico's claim service. And I quote, "The adjuster assigned to my claim was incredible. He walked me through everything." Then there's this one. Geico.com is very useful and lets you track your claims. And this. "I filed a claim at 4:15 on Thursday afternoon, and my car was in the shop at 10 a.m. on Friday." And my personal favorite, "Easy Squeezy Lemon Peasy."
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Connect with your soul at soulofthecities.net, home of The Edge magazine. The Edge, focused on spirituality, metaphysics, and healing since 1992. Visit soulofthecities.net and read articles from each monthly issue, plus expanded content. Read The Digital Edge. We can connect your business to your target market, the holistic community of the Twin Cities. Pricing to fit any budget. Visit soulofthecities.net today or call 763-433-9291. Join us on The Edge.
Song of life, song of dreams, song of you and me.
Welcome back to Raising the Consciousness. I'm Colleen Buckman with Susan Shahada, and we have been talking to Kambiz Nafisi. Kambiz is a meditation master who teaches the art of joyful and stress-free living. And so, Kambiz, we were wanting you to touch on that you mentioned that most humans fall upon a spiritual path sometime in their lives, and why you believe that and how that happens.
Yes. You know, basically, the ego, which is the word me, the word I, the ego, as it's growing up, goes through certain life experiences. And what happens is we form a personal perception of what really happened. So imagine, for example, a little girl loses her daddy at the age of 9. And the personal perception is that if I was worthwhile, daddy would not have left without saying goodbye. So that perception, when repeated over and over and over again, turns into a belief. And then that belief starts to direct our daily behavior. Our behavior creates results. And at the end, there's this big I told you so. The I told you so is a problem, because what most of us don't realize is that we gathered certain subjective beliefs during childhood, formed perceptions around incidents. We're now out there as adults, subconsciously collecting evidence to support our early childhood perceptions of who we are and what really happened. Imagine somebody puts on a pair of glasses at 11 and a half. The boy in class laughs at her. She subjectively believes that she's ugly. She's now 27. In a party, she stays in a corner and doesn't say hello to anybody. At 48, she's still single, saying, I told you I was ugly. Now, the problem with all this is that the original perception at the age of 11 and a half that the pair of glasses made the person ugly, that was not utter truth. That was the subjective take of a teenager. So around all of those illusions, we form a false self. That false self is called the ego. The ego then slips into all sorts of defense systems to defend itself against the false perception that I'm ugly. So then as it starts to defend itself and get defensive about our false illusions, then we start to hit rock bottom, because typically what happens is up to a particular stage of life, we manage to succeed through our defensive self. At some point, though, the God force designs it so that we encounter some sort of a crisis where the false self or the defense systems no longer work. This is the alcoholic coming home, finding his wife and children gone. This is the gambler suddenly finding himself bankrupt. This is the philosopher at heart who's gone into banking and is having an internal civil war because there's so much incongruency between his natural talents and his career, doesn't like the job. It doesn't matter what the circumstance. Most adults at some point heat hit the zero ground where the old defensive self that's been living with illusionary concepts of itself sees that life is no longer working. At that point, if you're lucky, you'll prostrate down to the ground and say, "Dear God, if you do exist, I want to surrender myself to the higher forces at play. I'm asking for help because my old strategies and my old self don't work anymore." The minute you symbolically prostrate down and say, "Help, I don't know the answer anymore," immediately the teacher comes forth and the teachings come forth. So that's what I mean about the beginning of the real spiritual journey. It begins with the humble words, "Help, I don't know anymore. I need the answer to come from a higher dimension." That's a very holy moment.
And that moment can happen. It doesn't have to be a crisis. Anyone can decide that that moment is now if they want to be on a spiritual path and do not feel like they're already in that place.
Yes, you know, most people are very afraid of that moment because they think, if I put away my social mask, if I put away my fancy Italian suit, then I will be somebody weaker. I'll lose out in life. Everybody will step over me. That's not true. What actually happens is when you let go of the false mask, when you let go of the drinking, the drugs, the gambling, the pretensions, thinking that you're more attractive just because you're driving such and such car, when all of that goes away, the heart opens up, your vibrational frequency goes up, and instead of being a fear-based person, you become a love-based person. And love actually increases your vibrational frequency so that for the first time in your life, you start to get natural cooperation from natural forces, the creative forces. So as you fall into harmony with the creative forces because you're now more love-based versus fear-based, then all sorts of doors start to open up. You'll hear thousands of stories from people who've gone through the transformation of letting go of the old defensive, fear-based self into a more open, more surrendered person. And all of these stories will tell you that as your heart opens up, you start to get very strong cooperation from nature. One of the most beautiful sayings by Mahatma Gandhi, he says, when you become zero, the world falls in love with you.
Hmm.
What he meant by becoming zero is that the ego fades to such an extent that there's no more fear in you. This is a man who prayed for the assassin as he was taking two bullets to the chest. That can only happen if there's very little ego left.
Thank you so much, Kambiz.
Yeah,
it's been a pleasure and a joy. And we will make sure to send people to your website,
which is joyoflifeorg.com. joyoflifeorg.com.
Thank you to our sponsors, Waterbury Music, The Edge, and Fusion Life Spa in Deep Haven. This show is brought to you by Sacred Rearrangement, Shop and Healing Center in Uptown Minneapolis, and Fairtrade Ohm, a conscious philanthropic production company. Sound designed by Keith Helke. I'm Colleen Buckman.
And I'm Susan Shahada. Thank you for listening to Raising the Consciousness, Simple Solutions for Conscious Living.
Om Namah Shivaya. I'm Colleen Buckman, co-host of